This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Paris last night for the final leg of his visit to France. Upon his arrival in the French capital, Mr. Modi received a warm welcome from members of the Indian community gathered at his hotel.
I feel India and France, it goes beyond geopolitics, education, culture, AI, innovation, it is everything.
So we are very thankful ki Modi ji aaye humse mile.
In Paris, Prime Minister Modi will attend the Viva Tech 2026 alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. The Viva Tech Summit is Europe's largest technology and startup event where Mr. Modi is expected to highlight India's growing innovation ecosystem and technological advancements. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to address members of the Indian community during a special diaspora event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the passing of renowned Buddhist scholar Robert A.F. Thurman. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that Mr. Thurman's work popularized Buddhist thought globally and helped build strong bridges of mutual understanding among diverse cultures. The Prime Minister also recalled fond memories of meeting Mr. Thurman in New York City a few years ago, noting that they had a very good conversation. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to Madhya Pradesh and Odisha beginning today. On the first day of her visit, President Murmu will attend a program on the empowerment of tribal society through spiritual awakening at Betul in Madhya Pradesh. Polling for two Rajya Sabha seats from Jharkhand and one from Mizoram will take place today. In Jharkhand, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha's Baidyanath Ram, Congress candidate Pranav Jha and independent candidate Parimal Nathwani are contesting the election. In Mizoram, candidates from the ruling Zoram People's Movement and the opposition Mizo National Front are locked in a direct contest to fill Mizoram's lone Rajya Sabha seat. The BJP and the Congress have decided to abstain from voting. The session of Tamil Nadu Assembly will begin today in Chennai, customary address of Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar. The details regarding the number of days of the session will be decided after the Business Advisory Committee meeting today. Out of the 234 assembly seats, six of the seats have been declared vacant following the resignation of five AIADMK MLAs and the second seat at Trichy East, where Chief Minister Vijay had won. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of northeast India and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Bihar, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for today. The Met Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. Similar weather conditions are expected over Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Andaman and Nicobar Islands tomorrow. Fishermen are advised not to venture into the northwestern Bay of Bengal off the coast of Odisha and west till Monday. U.S. President Donald Trump and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have virtually signed a 14-point memorandum of understanding aimed at ending hostilities between the two countries, reopening Strait of Hormuz and launching a 60-day process to negotiate a final agreement on sanctions and Iran's nuclear program. White House also said that Trump signed the MOU personally while meeting French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris yesterday. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai confirmed that the text of the memorandum has been finalized and signed by both sides. In FIFA World Cup, Yuenki's last-minute goal helped Ghana secure victory over Panama by 1-0 in Group L clash at Toronto Stadium. Earlier, England opened their Group L campaign with a 4-2 victory over Croatia at Dallas Stadium in Arlington, US. Portugal were held to a 1-1 draw by DR Congo in their opening Group K match in Houston, US last night. Midfielder João Neves put Portugal ahead in the 6th minute, but DR Congo striker Juan Vitza equalised in the 45th minute to secure a point for his side. And that is the end of this news bulletin.